KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies, 45 degrees in Atlantic. We could see some additional areas of drizzle this morning. Otherwise, look for a mostly cloudy sky today and a high of 59 with winds north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We did pick up a trace of precipitation earlier this morning in the form of some brief drizzle. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN State and Local News. In Iowa news this morning, a jury will reconvene this morning at 8:30 to consider the fate of a man charged with murdering 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts in the summer of 2018. Tibbetts went missing after a run in her hometown of Brooklyn, Iowa. A month later, Christian Bahena Rivera led authorities to her body in the middle of a cornfield. In closing arguments yesterday, Bahena's defense attorney, Chad Freese, suggested investigators failed to follow leads on other suspects and targeted Bahena.
They had 4 weeks of nothing, and then they picked this man. And who better to pick than an undocumented immigrant who doesn't speak the language? And then you cherry pick the facts that fit your theory, and you close the case.
Prosecutor Scott Brown told the jury every lead was followed, and the breakthrough was the video showing Bahena's car following Tibbetts.
All of the evidence here points to one person, and that is the defendant, Christian Bahena Rivera. He was rejected and he got angry at her. That's what cost Molly Tibbetts her life.
On Wednesday, Bahena admitted Tibbetts' body had been in his car trunk and he left her body in a cornfield, but Bahena claimed two masked men forced him to participate in the crime, and it was one of them who stabbed the college student to death. Jurors deliberated a couple of hours Thursday afternoon and went home at 5 o'clock. They're scheduled to resume, as I mentioned, at 8:30 this morning. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two recent arrests and one minor injury accident. Authorities say last Sunday that 29-year-old Samuel Daniel Martinez Alvarado of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear. Martinez Alvarado was transported to the Cass County Jail and later posted bond. On May 22nd, Cass County deputies arrested 28-year-old Alexandria Knapp of Exira on a charge of OWI first offense. Knapp was transported to the Cass County Jail and later released on her own recognizance. And on Monday, May 24th, at around 3:50 p.m., Cass County deputies responded to an accident in the 59,000 block of Highway 83 near Marnie. Authorities say Donald Albert Ward of Lewis was traveling westbound, driving a 2007 Ford F-150 when he looked down to reach for a cell phone. When Ward failed to negotiate a curve, his pickup entered the north ditch and rolled over before coming to rest. He suffered minor injuries but refused medical attention. The Creston Police Department is reporting this morning two arrests and an incident of vandalism. Authorities say on Thursday afternoon, 27-year-old Zachary Arthur Titus of Creston was arrested on a warrant for violation of probation. He was being held at the Union County Jail on $1,000 cash-only bond. And 43-year-old David Carlson Wallander of Thayer was arrested Thursday afternoon in Creston for driving while suspended. He was taken to the Union County Jail and later posted a $300 bond before being released. Creston police said also a man residing in the 400 block of Livingston Avenue reported on May 21st that multiple vehicles he owns were vandalized. The front driver's side window of a 2019 Mitsubishi Outlander was broken out, and scratches were made on the rear driver's side quarter panel of a 2013 Nissan Titan. The total amount of damage was estimated at $1,000. The Glenwood Police Department reports one recent arrest. Authorities said yesterday that 38-year-old Michael Barton of Glenwood had been arrested Wednesday for possession of a controlled substance. Barton's cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. The building that housed the Coca-Cola Center and Museum in Atlantic since 2011 and was owned by Margaret Slepsky was closed last year, in part due to concerns over COVID. The virus and Margaret's passing in June of 2020 took a toll on the ability of museum volunteers to maintain the collection, which was available to view through your free will donations. In addition, the family has other plans for that building, and as a result of the upcoming closing, items in the museum, located at 207 Chestnut Street here in Atlantic, will be sold off today and tomorrow as part of the citywide garage sale. Museum volunteer Christy Garrett said many Coke collectors have loaned items to the museum and those have been returned to those collectors, but other items that were donated will be available for sale.
And all the money from the garage sale that we are going to have this weekend in conjunction with the citywide garage sale, all the money goes to a scholarship we're going to have in Margaret's honor.
Items small and large will be available for you to purchase during the sale.
There's a ton of different things. There's anything from Coca-Cola playing cards to sporting equipment that has the Coke on it. We have, those are smaller items. We have Coca-Cola trays. We have Coca-Cola glasses. We have some really interesting bottles and cans from different states and different countries.
Museum volunteer Charlene Johnston says that there will be a table with non-Coke related items as well for sale at low prices.
Everybody can afford these things. And so if you have a man cave or a garage you'd like to decorate, this is where you need to come because we have many, many items.
In addition to those items, all of the display cases and shelving at the museum and anything that's museum-related will be available for purchase. The sale takes place today from 1 until 6 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And there are four rooms and hallways for you to view those items and purchase whatever you wish. And the Atlantic Kiwanis will honor Margaret Slepke by by having their food trailer set up with light snacks and hot foods available. All proceeds, again, will be directly benefiting the scholarships. The idea for the Atlantic Coca-Cola Center and Museum started as a way to promote Atlantic, enlarging on an already existing annual festival, Coca-Cola Days, which brings Coke collectors from all over on the fourth weekend of September. Maps for the rest of the citywide garage sale are available at all three Atlantic Casey stores, Olson's BP, Fairway, Hy-Vee, and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. That's a check of some of the latest area and state news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.